Kathleen Henderson is a community college student in Jasper and one of 660,000 people who are uninsured in Alabama.
I've been uninsured since, it's been about 4 years. I got a divorce and got laid off from my job, which covered the health insurance, and I didn't have health insurance, and I didn't think too much about it until I went for a routine checkup, and they told me that they thought I might have cancer.
She went to free clinics where she endured long lines and long waits between appointments. Eventually, she was pronounced cancer-free, but she doesn't want to revisit those days, and she wants to help others, too.
And so I thought Bama Covered would be the perfect place for me because I can learn not only for me, but for all the other people that are like me and just don't understand, don't know where to go, and maybe I can help spread that.
On its face, Bama Covered is a simple program. It's a student volunteer organization that provides information about the Affordable Care Act and helps people through the sign-up process. There are incentives, too. Bama Covered has given $1,000 scholarships to 30 community college students to encourage their participation.
Well, if you really want to go to the places where the American dream begins, it's the community colleges, where the students are on average 27 in this state, where the students are working, where they have children, where their lives are going on. They don't pause when you go to Calhoun or you go to Lurline B. Wallace in Andalusia. You're living it.
That's Daniel Liss, who co-founded Bama Covered with his friend Josh Carpenter, an Alabama native. In November, during the disastrous rollout of the Obamacare enrollment phase, the pair were in London. Liss worked for Deutsche Bank, and Carpenter attended Oxford. They decided to visit Alabama to see what effect the new law was having on the uninsured. Josh Carpenter was struck by what he saw.
We were here for a week. We met with a ton of different people. And the word that both of us walked away with was overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with correcting myths and understanding about what the law meant. And so our goal was to just to see as if we could mobilize students around kind of an information campaign to make that work.
So Liss quit his banking job, and Carpenter put his graduate studies on hold to come to Alabama to mobilize students. Each student would get at least 3 hours of training and would be encouraged to have at least 100 conversations with uninsured people. Carpenter believes this person-to-person approach to healthcare education is essential.
You know, healthcare is intensely personal. So I'm going to take my cues from the news, but from, you know, the basketball coach in my community or the pastor or the barber that I go see on a regular basis. And so our approach is to meet with folks where they are. Right. So meet them where they're comfortable on their turf and have a conversation, an open and honest dialogue about what might be best for them.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all so much.
One place to find the uninsured in Alabama is at church. Reverend Don Solomon of the Lily Grove Baptist Church in Birmingham has helped Daniel Liss connect with pastors all over the state.
I am very impressed with the work that you have brought to our city and to our state. I am concerned as to whether or not we are meeting your demand in terms of putting you before congregations.
We met in December, and since then, you introduced us to Reverend Winston and Reverend Wilder and all these different reverends, and that has snowballed. Not just
Bama Covered now has more than 600 student volunteers in the field, but the end of March deadline for enrollment is fast approaching. Josh Carpenter is hopeful that health insurance will provide people with more than just access to health care.
There's a single story that's defined Alabama. Since slavery and George Wallace and the segregation quote on the state capitol steps, and I don't think it's a fair one. We have a dark history. Things in the state have been poor. But Alabama also has some really, really strong traits. And our goal is that this can help change the way Alabama perceives itself and the way it's perceived on a national and international stage as well.
At the end of last month, Alabama had reached 84% of its projected enrollment goal, ahead of the national average of 75%. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.